WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hi, Pamela. Welcome back again.
Thank you so much, Jamie. You know, before we start, I want to make sure that we thank our very special sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust and Diana Sheets and Raymond Sheets.
I don't know about you, but I am getting very excited for a certain very special holiday right around the corner.
Yes, Jamie. Christmas is almost here. But do you know what yesterday was?
Did I miss a holiday?
Well, more of a celebration. Yesterday was the first day of winter, and there's the celebration of the winter solstice, and the shortest day of the year. For ancient peoples, it was a time to welcome a period of quiet and rest before spring and all the work of planting and farming.
Aha!
So tonight, we are going to start with one of the most famous pieces ever written with the title Winter, namely Vivaldi's Four Seasons and the three movements that are entitled Winter. These pieces are written for solo violin and string orchestra. These are being played by Sarah Chang on the violin with the Orpheus Chamber Ensemble.
Ooh, I love these. You can even feel the cold. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are we going to hear more cold music?
Actually, Jamie, not exactly. So what do you like to do on a cold winter's night?
Drink hot cocoa with lots of whipped cream and read a book, or even better, read to my kids.
There you have it. So now we're going to listen to children's stories that we know which are being beautifully read and set to classical music.
Oh, this is going to be really fun.
We are going to start with The Three Little Pigs.
Really?
Yes, and this is set to music from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Okay, I really want to hear this.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who decided that the time had come for them to set off into the wide world and find homes of their own. "Perhaps you are right, boys," said their mother. "But remember, watch out for the big, bad wolf!" They shuddered and promised to be careful, remembering all of her stories of big eyes at night, nasty claws, and sharp teeth. The little pigs kissed their mother and set off. Before long, they became tired and sat down to rest. Just then, a farmer went past, carrying a load of straw. "With that straw, I could build a strong, safe house," said the first little pig. "You two go on without me. I will stop right here." So the first little pig said goodbye to his brothers and bought the load of straw from the farmer. He worked very hard, and soon he built the cutest little cottage you ever saw. Meanwhile, the other two little pigs had walked a good deal further when they met a woodcutter carrying a load of sticks. "With those sticks, I could build a strong, safe house," said the second little pig. "You go on without me, brother. I will stop right here." So the second little pig said goodbye to his brother and bought the load of sticks from the woodcutter. He worked even harder than the first little pig. By supper time, he was standing outside the cutest little house you ever saw. Now, the third little pig had walked even further. Late that afternoon, he met a workman with a cart piled high with fine building bricks. "With those bricks, I could build a stronger and even safer house," said the third little pig. "I will stop right here." So the third little pig bought the cartload of bricks from the workman. He worked his hardest, and he built the neatest little brick house you ever saw. That night, the first little pig slept soundly in his straw house. But at midnight, the wolf crept through the forest up to the front of the house. He tapped softly on the door. Little pig, let me come in," called a gruff voice. It was the big, bad wolf. The first little pig shook with fright under the sheets. But he answered bravely, "No, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I will not let you in." The wolf shouted, "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." And he huffed. And he puffed. And he blew with all his might. The house of straw blew down in a moment, but the first little pig escaped and ran as fast as he could to his brother's house of sticks. The very next night, the two little pigs were fast asleep in the house of sticks. At midnight, the wolf again crept through the woods to the front of the house. He tapped softly on the door.
Little pigs, let me come in," called a gruff voice.
It was the big, bad wolf. The two little pigs trembled. But they answered bravely, "No, not by the hair of our chinny chin chins. We will not let you in." The wolf shouted, "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." And he huffed. And he puffed. And he blew with all his might. The house of sticks blew down in a moment, but the two little pigs escaped and ran as fast as they could to their brother's house of bricks. Another day went by, and the three little pigs were sleeping soundly in the house of bricks. At midnight, the wolf once more crept through the forest to the front of the brick house. He tapped softly on the door.
Little pigs, let me come in," called a gruff voice.
Three little pigs knew it was the big bad wolf, and they trembled as they hugged each other. Once again, they answered bravely, "No, not by the hair of our chinny chin chins. We will not let you in." The wolf shouted, "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." And he huffed. And he puffed.
But the house remained standing.
He took a deep breath and blew harder than he ever had before.
The house stayed up.
The wolf was furious. "If they won't let me in the door," he said to himself, "I'll climb down the chimney." He quietly climbed the big tree next to the house and started creeping across the roof.
But the wolf's claws kept slipping on the roof, and the little pigs could hear him above their heads.
scurried around the house and gathered up all the firewood they could find. Then, they quickly made the fire in the kitchen bigger and put a huge pot of water on the fire. When the wolf finally got to the chimney and jumped down it, he landed with a splash in the pot and was boiled to bits. And that was the end of the big, bad wolf. The three little pigs lived happily ever after in the fine house of bricks.
I love that. One more, please.
Okay, Jamie. How about Ferdinand the Bull?
I love this story.
Okay.
Once upon a time, in Spain, there was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand. All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together, but not Ferdinand. He liked to sit just quietly and smell the flowers. He had a favorite spot out in the pasture under a cork tree. It was his favorite tree. And he would sit in its shade all day and smell the flowers. Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. She was afraid he would be lonesome all by himself. "Why don't you run and play with the other little bulls and skip and butt your head?" she would say. But Ferdinand would shake his head. "I like it better here, where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers." His mother saw that he was not lonesome, and because she was an understanding mother, even though she was a cow, she let him just sit there and be happy. As the years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew until he was very big and strong. All the other bulls who had grown up with him in the same pasture would fight each other all day. They would butt each other and stick each other with their horns. What they wanted most of all was to be picked to fight at the bullfights in Madrid. But not Ferdinand. He still liked to sit just quietly under the cork tree and smell the flowers. One day, five men came in very funny hats to pick the biggest, fastest, roughest bull to fight in the bullfights in Madrid.
All the other bulls ran around snorting and butting, leaping and jumping so the men would think that they were very, very strong and fierce and pick them. Ferdinand knew that they wouldn't pick him, and he didn't care. So he went out to his favorite cork tree to sit down. He didn't look where he was sitting, and instead of sitting on the nice cool grass in the shade, he sat on a bumblebee. Well, if you were a bumblebee and a bull sat on you, what would you do? You would sting him, and that is just what this bee did to Ferdinand. Wow! Did it hurt? Ferdinand jumped up with a snort. He ran around puffing and snorting, butting and pawing at the ground as if he were crazy.
Wait a minute, how does Ferdinand the Bull end?
Jamie, we're going to finish that story right now.
The five men saw him and they all shouted with joy. Here was the largest and fiercest bull of all. Just the one for the bullfights in Madrid. So they took him away for the bullfight day in a cart. What a day it was! Flags were flying, bands were playing, and all the lovely ladies had flowers in their hair. They had a parade into the bull ring. First came the bandereros, with long sharp pins with ribbons on them to stick in the bull and make him mad. Next came the picadores, who rode skinny horses, and they had long spears to stick in the bull and make him madder. Then came the matador, the proudest of all. He thought he was very handsome and bowed to the ladies. He had a red cape and a sword and was supposed to stick the bull last of all. Then came the bull. And you know who that was, don't you? Ferdinand. They called him Ferdinand the Fierce. And all the banderilleros were afraid of him, and the picadores were afraid of him, and the matador was scared stiff. Ferdinand ran to the middle of the ring, and everyone shouted and clapped because they thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around. But not Ferdinand. When he got to the middle of the ring, he saw the flowers in all the lovely ladies' hair, and he just sat down quietly and smelled. He wouldn't fight and be fierce, no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. And the banderilleros were mad, and the picadores were madder, and the matador was so mad, he cried because he couldn't show off with his cape and sword. So, they had to take Ferdinand home. And for all I know, he is sitting there still, under his favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers just quietly. He is very happy. The end.
Okay, I love these stories. Another one, please.
All right, Jamie. This last one is perfect for a cold winter night. Goldilocks and the Three Bears, with music from Beethoven, Bach, and Brahms.
Pamela, before we go, let's wish everyone a very happy new year.
Happy New Year! We'll see you in 2019, and a big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, and Diana Sheets and Raymond Sheets.
Once upon a time, there was a naughty little girl named Goldilocks. One day, when her mother called her to help with the wash, she pretended not to hear and went off into the woods for a walk instead. That day, she took a new path and found herself walking toward a dear little cottage. Goldilocks knocked at the door, and when no one answered, she did a foolish thing. She opened the door, and in she went. The cottage was as quaint and pretty on the inside as it was on the outside. Goldilocks went into the kitchen and was very pleased to see three bowls of porridge on the table. Since she was feeling hungry after her walk, she dipped a spoon into the biggest bowl and tasted the porridge.
"Ugh," she sputtered. "That is far too hot."
Then she tried the middle-sized bowl.
"Ugh," she said. "That is far too cold."
Finally, Goldilocks tried the smallest bowl. Didn't say anything because she was too busy eating. That porridge was just right. When she had finished, Goldilocks looked for somewhere to sit down. In the living room were three rocking chairs. Goldilocks sat in the big one first, but she jumped up at once.
"That chair is far too hard," she grumbled.
Then the little girl sat down in the middle-sized chair. But she didn't like that one either.
"That chair is far too soft," she said.
At last, Goldilocks sat down in the little chair. It fit her perfectly. Dear, with a creak and a crack, Goldilocks landed bump on the floor. She was too heavy, and the chair had broken into pieces.
"I need a rest,"
muttered Goldilocks, and she climbed up the stairs and into the large bedroom at the top of the house. There she saw three beds, each with a cozy quilt. Goldilocks climbed onto the largest bed and began jumping up and down.
"This will never do," A bed that is too hard to jump on is too hard to sleep on, she complained.
Next, she tried the middle-sized bed and curled up in the middle of it, but Goldilocks wasn't comfortable.
It's too soft, she whined. I might sink into it and never be seen again.
Last of all, Goldilocks tried the smallest bed. It was just right. Before she could think of anything to complain about, Goldilocks was fast asleep. Now the three bears who lived in the cottage had just gone out for a short walk before breakfast. As Goldilocks slumbered upstairs, the bear family came back into the kitchen and immediately knew that something was wrong.
Someone has been eating my porridge!
Growled Papa Bear in a low voice.
Someone has been eating my porridge,
said Mama Bear in a medium voice.
Someone has been eating my porridge, and they've eaten it all up,
squawked Baby Bear in a high voice. Anxiously, the three bears went into the living room.
Someone has been sitting in my chair,
roared Papa Bear in his low voice.
Someone's been sitting in my chair,
cried Mama Bear in her medium voice.
Someone has been sitting in my chair, and they've broken it to bits,
sobbed Baby Bear.
Follow me,
said Papa Bear sternly, and they tiptoed up the stairs.
Just as I thought,
he said.
Someone has been jumping on my bed.
And someone has been lying on my bed, exclaimed Mama Bear.
Someone has been sleeping in my bed,
cried Baby Bear.
And look, she's still there.
At that moment, Goldilocks woke up. She jumped out of the house. And ran back through the woods to her own house. And and was very careful to never wander through a stranger's house again.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.